Shoftim Titan Lacha. It is a mitzvah of Minei Adayanim. We'll discuss the mitzvah of Bizman Azeh. But in Shulchan Aruch, toward the end of Hilchos Dayanim, there's a siman devoted exclusively to the Isur of going to Akos, which are the courts of the land. The Torah in Parashas Mishpatim tells us, "Ve'ela mishpatim asher tosim lifnehem." Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah Moshe Rabbeinu that he should be parus kesimla the dinim and the chukim of the Torah. And the Gemara in the end of Gittin dashes from this pasuk of lifnehem below lifnei hediotos, and lifnehem below lifnei akum. Hediotos mean those who were not samuch Ishmi pi Yishmi pi Moshe Rabbeinu, which all of us since then have a din of hediyot, and it's even difficult to find a mumcha, even not a samuch. But on that accord, the Gemara in Achayvul says that Bizman Hazeh we're mekayim our din through shlichusay de kamoy avdinan, means we're following the shlichus of the Gedolei Olam of previous generations. And of course, that together of Kabbalah, we accept him, and there's no Isur of Lifnehem. Whereas the Miut of Lifnehem below Lifnei Akum is known as Bizman Hazeh, not B'Torah's Minim, but B'Torah's Isur. Rashi cites the Gemara, Vlo Lifnei Akum, Vafilu Yadato B'din Echot Shem Donin Osu Kedinei Yisrael. Even if you know that the Goyim will pass them just like a Bezin be Yisrael, Al Tviyehu Be'akor Shalohem, do not bring it to their judges. Sha'amevi Din Yisrael Lifnei Akum, if someone brings a Din Yisrael that needs a Mishpat to the courts of the land, Rashi says, clearly, Mechalel Es Hashem, he creates a Chilul Hashem, U'miyaker Eshem Ha'alilim La'ashbichal. And also, in addition to the Chilul Hashem, you miyakir, you elevate the Goyim, means the Chukim of the Goyim, not necessarily the Ovdei Kochavim, which Bizman Hazeh is difficult to find, especially in the Western countries, and really Isur Avodah Zarah. I'm not discussing what Catholicism is, but in Ogeya to Etzim Avodah Zarah, there's far and few as we know it today. Rashi cites the pasuk in Azinu Kilo Kitzurenu Turam Vayivenu Plilim Kishoyivenu Plilim Zer Edus Leilu Yerosim, means when we go to their courts of the land, they have their mishpatim are derived through Seichel Bnei Adam, and therefore when we go to them we're miyakir their laws. Now, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Lashon Rambam, Kamat verbatim, in Siman Chavov, rather short Siman, but has many, many halakhas that are attached to it. Now, being that the Mechaber chose to point this out in Hilchos Dayanim, means that it's not an Isur v'hetu Shiloh like in Yoredeya, that you go to your Rav and paskin a Shiloh. Means, can I go to court? Can I go to court? In order to go to court, you need Rishus of a Bezin of three. Can't say, I look it up in Shulchan Aruch, Sim L'Kavav, and well, I decided I can go. The Mechaber cites the Rambam's Lashon, Asu Ladun Bifnei Dayanei Akum. It is also to be Mizdayin and to bring suit in front and litigate in front of Dayanei Akum, Uva'akor Shalahem, and in their courts, Afilu B'din Shadonim B'dinei Yisrael, even in areas that they pass in just as we would, even both parties agreed, or even they write a contract that we, if we have any dispute, we're going to resolve our dispute in the courts of the land. And then the Mechaber continues, someone who does go to the courts of the land, he's deemed a Rasha. So the Mechaber, quoting the Rambam, used a very severe language that doesn't exist in any other Isa that I've found. And the Rambam, the Mechaber says clearly he's a Rasha, and he's a Mechaber from a Gaidah, which is very, very strong Lashon. The Hirim Yad B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. The Hadara of this Isur is the Shailah and the Rishonim, among them the Tashbats, in a number of Tshuvas. And according to some Rishonim, this falls under the Isur of Avizrayu Avodah Zarah, which is a gather of Yehorg Vayavar, and the Kapara is very difficult. There are others that take it to mean, as Rashi mentions, that it's an Isur of Chil Hashem, which does not have any kapara, not part of the Dalad that the Rambam cites in Hukhas Tshuva, that there are Tshuva with them. And there are other Rishonim that hold that it's a Lav Habom Klal Asay, since Darshan from the Pasul Lefnei and below Lefnei Ovid Kechavim. And therefore, it's not of the serious nature that the other Rishonim say, but nevertheless, it's an Isur Daraisa. That happens to be one late Achron of the Chachmei Sfardim, who said that the Rambam does not bring it in the Minyan HaMitzvos, and so also is deleted by the other Monei HaMitzvos, and therefore it may only be Asmachta. That is not the prevailing view of the Rishonim, and most of the Gedolei Achronim disagree, and they hold that it's definitely Nisa Daraisa. The Hador of it depends on the Tashbats and other Rishonim. Now, the Isur of going to Akos is mentioned also in Or Chaim. The Marshal in the post convention, the earlier ones, the later ones, that someone who brings suit in the secular courts cannot be a Shliach Tzibur. There are Rishonim that hold that not only can he be a Shliach Tzibur, he's Pasul La'edus U'Lishvur. And those are halachas which you find later on in Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber discusses those who are Pasul La'edus. Now, in the Hadara of this Isur, when does it exist? Someone sends a summons and complaint. That in and of itself may not constitute the whole Isur. Of course, it's also to bring suit, but the Isur that they're talking about is when you either have to swear or when you actually litigate. Now, Shaila is brought up by the Kesef HaKadoshim and many other Gedolei Achronim. Let's say one goes to court for a TRO, for a restraining order, and if it's lahatzel leshaloi, many of the Gdolei Achronim do not find issue with that. The problem is that in the States, and I don't know the other Western countries, you have to send it with a summons complaint, and the Gdolim and Eretz Yisrael have a problem with that. The way to get around that problem is to write into the legal papers that the issues and matters between the parties will be adjudicated in front of a rabbinical court, an arbitration panel under the CPLR. Now, the issue of going to court is not what? CPLR. Now, the issue of arbitration, if it's also or not, depends on what the arbitration is. Arbitration means that both parties voluntarily sign onto a document that they will abide, accept authority and jurisdiction of the panel, and they will abide by their decision. All but the decisions are confirmable in the U.S., providing that they have the correct language and you follow the laws that will help to get the decision enforced. If the arbitration panel will follow the laws of the country, just happens to be a different type of forum, then according to many Gdolei Achronim, has the same Isur of Isur Akos. Whereas if they use Seichel in and of itself, or what they used to call frontier justice, or business practice, nothing to do with any halakhos that are in the statutes, then that would be fine. Then you're not over that issue. Now, many of the Gdolei Achronim say that this issue only applies where there exists what they did. This man has said that we do not have smuchim, we do not have mumchim. The issue still applies. That's not a question. Now, the Chiddush Arim and Choshen Mishpat suggests that just as we find that the Goyim of Mitzubal Adinim, which exists even Bizman Azet, and that's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, then the same would definitely apply, even though we do not have Smuchim and Mumchim Bizman Azet, but of course the existence of Dinim that have to be enforced does exist. There happens to be a Chuvas Maimoni in Sefer HaKinyan of the Rambam in Siman Chavov Chav Zayin, where he says, even though it's not in Shulchan Aruch, he mentions there's a brisa that Kofim B'nei Yair Lassus Lem Beis HaKnesses Lekunis Lem Sefer Torah, as we find in Or Chaim, and there are other places in Choshen Mishpat. He says the same would apply to Dinim, that what the Din were established in many areas, in many cities in the Western world, and the areas where the Sfadim live, there were Bati Din Kavuim. Bizman Hazeh, Rav Moshe says that in New York we do not have a Bezin Kavur Beir. Nevertheless, there are Bati Din that do exist, and they are fine, and people or persons or whatever the nature may be of their dispute should bring them, and it's incumbent upon them to bring them to a Bezin B'Yisrael. Now, let's say someone receives a hazmanin, time of Chazal, when they had Bati Din Kvurim, you would have to come the same day. This man has said that we do not have Bati Din Kvurim, or even earlier when they did, it seems they allowed it to go to three hazmanis. That if you do not respond at the first time, and we would let you go till the third. After the third, or at the third time, many times, but they then will send a warning notice to the respondent to inform him that in the event that he does not respond within X amount of days, then the Bezdin may issue a sirv against him, and or allow the other party to go to the secular courts to obtain relief. Now, the question is, well, how does this rishus help and how does it work? The rishus is either a gather of what Chazal say, that we Bizman Hazeh are doing the Shlich Hussai, the Kamoi. We're doing the work of the previous generation to take that Kayach from the previous generations. And in an event that a person does not want to subscribe to the tenets of the Torah, which are to go to adjudicate their disputes in front of a Bezin Yisrael, then there's a Rishus, Biad Bezin, Biad the Chachomim, to allow him to seek relief in the secular courts. Now, there's different ways of going to court, as everyone knows. I don't practice law, but practicing for over 25 years, I have a little bit of experience, and there are different ways of seeking litigation. One is to force a party to go to a Bezin, which is most preferable. The second, which is most common, is that they go to court to seek relief. Now, if you do not obtain permission, Rishus HaBezin, to go to seek relief, then the Ramah cites two dais as to the din, what will happen. Mishaholach Barko Shalakum, Viniskaya Vidinehim, if someone did go without Rishus to the courts of the land, Viniskaya Vidinehim, and he was found mechuyev, va'acha kein chozev etovo b'dini Yisrael lifnei dayani Yisrael, and then he comes around and says, well, didn't do too well in the second course, I'm going to take my next chance with dayani Yisrael. The Ramah quotes the Ma'arik that says yeshomrim she'ein is kokin loy, the deists that hold that the Bezin will not accept that case, the yeshomrim din is kokin loy. And that's the Mordechai in the end of Baba Kama, that the Dayani Yisrael will accept that case. Now, the Ramah's Shita is, as most people understand, that the Ramah paskins that Ain is coping with. As we mentioned earlier, this is not an Issa v'Hetzer Shaila, even the Shiloh of Niskokin, the Ainus Kokin, must be litigated in front of a Bezin, and a Bezin has to pass him Niskokin or Ainus Kokin. The Sfara of the Ramah for Ainus Kokin light is mentioned. Some of the Sfaras are mentioned in the Sivas and the Tumim. The Nesiva says that the reason that Ainus Kokin light is because it's a gather, as the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Kibel all of Karavai Possum. If you Makabo either an aid or as a dying a Karavai Possum, and this case would be an Akum, who is definitely Possum, even though he may be considered a judge, then the din is Ainus Kokin Loy. And that, the Nesivus is Tam of Kibel of Karavai Possum, the Shiloh that many of the Gedolei Achronim discuss, the Tumim is foremost the one who disagrees with the Ramah and Ainus Kokin Loy, because the din is, as people have learned Siman Chav Beis, it's a big Shaila in the Mechaber Ramah and the many of the Gedolei Achronim, if you can be Chosid. If you can be Chosid, then why should there be a din of Ainus Kokin Loy? The second reason that the Nesivus mentions is the Gedolei Knas. Because he went to the secular courts, then Ainus Kokin Loy. Or as some other Gedolei Achronim say, being that he was a Rasha, he went to the secular courts, then we don't have to be misdaktik to him, not because of the technical position that he was Makabal Lipsak or he wasn't Makabal Lipsak. We're not mechuyev to be misdaktik to people who go to the courts. This is all providing that there was a Pesach in the secular courts. Let's say you file the papers and it comes about tshuva, which happens many times, or he figures there may be too costly, or maybe other reasons, and he decides he wants to go ladin, and the nitva says, you caused me to spend X amount of dollars on my attorneys, I had to spend monies for this or that. That's a separate deal in the postcum, if he's entitled to compensation because the Taveya, the plaintiff, went to the secular courts. Rabbi Goyen and many other Gdolei Achronim, it seems that the reason of Enes Kaker is posh because he was Oyver Nisu. The Oyver Nisu is then of Enes Kaker. Others say the Lavush mentions the Get of Migdo Milsa. We won't allow this to continue because you were Oyver Nisu. Now, as we mentioned earlier, a person who seeks relief after he has gone to a bezin and he has sent three asmanas and they warned him and he wants to go to court because it's causing him distress. He's tried to be a from a yid, he tried to do what it says in the Torah, and the other person is not responsive or is unwilling to go to court to bezin b'Yisrael, and he seeks Rishus from the Bezin to go to the secular courts. Now, it's incumbent upon him to get that permission. Of course, if he doesn't, he'll have another problem. The Mechaber in Simon Yudalit and Hilchos Dayanim mentions a machlokes between the Rajba and the Rosh. Hamischayev Bedin. If someone is Mechayev Bedin, Eino chayav l'sham l'chenegda yitziyosa. He's not mechuyev to pay to the teveya his kaitzos, his expensive for going to the courts. Afa pishis kiku lodum ed iracheres, even if he caused him to go to another city. Vahani mili delo mesar v'lemekum bedina. This halacha exists only if he's not mesar, if he's not refusing to go with din. Ela shiroitza lodum bid iracheres. He just wants to have his case heard in another city. And as we know, if one person lives in New York, the nifter lives in Chicago, the person can say, I don't have to come to New York, I can go to Chicago. Because there are bate din there, or for any given city where the teveh and nifter live in different cities, the nifter can say, I want to have the matter adjudicated in the city that I live in. Avum Hoya Masarev Lava Lebezn. Let's say he was a Masarev Lava Lebezn. And the Teveya, the plaintiff, had to expend monies, force him to go within. Chayev Lefroya Loi Kol Hotzois. Mechab of Paskins, like the Rosh, that the Mitzvah will have to pay and refund the plaintiff all the tzos that he incurred to seek relief. V'yesh mishaymer shim tovei v'akos v'hotzi tzos v'dayanim v'tohanim af al pi shemitoyach rubai hutzroch lo'licho v'akos and chayev l'shalim hotzoiso. He's not mechuyev to pay his expenses because he was only a groma. The plaintiff wanted to seek relief for monies that he believed belonged to him, and therefore, he's not mechuyev l'shalim hotzoiso. The Rama says, "V'yesh chokin usfiru lehu demhutzruch lehotzel of hotzos lekofa yedei hakos shalakum chayev l'shalim lo." The Rama mentions the Tshuvas HaRosh that if one had to expend monies to force him to go within, which happens every so often, much if you have in a contract that if any dispute arises, you have to go to a bezin and the other party refuses, or in general when we had batei din for and they could enforce such dinim, then in this case the Rama says is mechuyev l'shalom lo yehotzoiso. The Pashto reading of the Mechaber Rama would mean that in both cases you would have to obtain permission from a bezin to seek either forcing the respondent to go within or just to go to court and receive monies in return for causing him that expense. The Pesach Tshuva quotes of Shav HaKayin and many other Gedolei Achron follow suit, among them with Kiveger, that there's a tremendous chiluk between the two cases. In the case where you seek relief, which is a Isur HaTorah, to go to court and you need permission to go within, there the permission is ma'akev, in terms that you, unless you obtain permission from Beis Din to go to the secular courts, you will not be able to recover your expenses. Whereas, if you go to court to force the person to go within Yisrael, then the Shavah Kohen says, in that case, you would not have to obtain permission. Now, there's an interesting tshuva that the Torah quotes in Siman Samach Aleph, which has directly to do with the thing that we're discussing. It seems at certain times, the Rosh says in various tshuvas, that they used to write in the shtar that I have a right to be tovea you to make claim sai b'dinei Yisrael and sai b'dinei Yaakov. Now, the person writes in the shtar that I have right to seek recourse sai b'dinei Yisrael and sai b'dinei Yaakov, and he'll say, it'll pick and choose, I have a right to go here or go there. Secondly, why do I have to seek permission if it says clearly in the shtar that I can go to either one? And the event that he sent hazmonas from the Beis Din and he refuses to come, and I said, well, I'll exercise the second part. He says clearly that Bein B'din Yaakov. In this case, what Kivega says clearly, that even if it says in the shtar Bein B'din Yisrael, Bein B'din Yaakov, you still have to obtain permission from Beis Din Yisrael, and then you could seek relief for the expenses that you incurred. And the Rosh says very clearly, and the many Gedolei Rishonim, the Rajva and the Ramban and the Ran agree, and even if it were to say Bein B'din Yisrael, Bein B'din Yaakov, that does not mean that it applies nilly-willy and do what you want. The Rosh says it was written for a case where the person is Gavra Alma, someone that either people are afraid of, they're intimidated of, and in such case you have permission to go to the Akor Shalakum, providing not the Nogea to the Isa of Akos, but the Nogea to obtaining the expenses in return. Now, the Sma has an interesting shita. The Sma, as you know, is one of the Kedoshim on Kedoshim Mishpat, was a Talmud of the Rambam, and he says that if both parties agreed in writing or through opinion that they would go to a secular court, that they may do so. Now, that shita is very, very difficult. Come on, all the Gedolei Achronim disagree with that shita, and come on, it's beniger to most of the Rishonim that I've seen. But the Smart discusses another case which is discussed by many of the Gedolei Achronim. In an instant where they both agree they'll go to secular court, and for some reason he has a greater schus in the secular courts than he has B'dinei Yisrael, the Sma says that even though it's not Shayach HaKinyan to be over in Isur, means to go to the secular courts, and if, even if a Kinyan was made, it's a Kinyan Dvarim, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch in several places. Nevertheless, if he was mishavid himself for a schus which would be greater in the Dinei Yaakov than Dinei Yisrael, it would be chal to get a shibud. The Taz and many other Gedolei Achronim dispute this based on a Ramban. The Ramban seems to say clearly that even if you mishavid yourself, it's considered a kinyan be'isur, and therefore even with a kinyan, you're not mechuyev to abide by it.
I don't understand. Yeah. I just didn't understand that. Then, that if he
if you find there are not all the dinim that we have, the Chukei HaTorah are exactly the same as the secular laws. So those dinim that Mitzad HaDin you have greater schus than the Dinei Akum, and there are those that the Dinei Akum you have greater schus than the Dinei Yisrael. Now, if you, let's say both parties make a kinyan, or they write that in the event that this is a dispute, and I have greater schus, the Dinei Akum, we'll go, I'm going to take you to the secular courts, whether that kinyan is chal.
That's another question
I'll get to. Now, based on this din, that most of the Gdolei Achronim agree with the Taz in both instances, Sai in the case where they both agree to go to a secular court, which is an Iser and it's not permitted, and in the second case where the Makabu Kinyan, where the Malva or the plaintiff believes that he has greater schus in the secular courts and he wants to go there to litigate his issues, that the Taz and many other Gdolei Achronim disagree. There exists a Shaila in many of the Gdolei Rishonim, primarily in the Rajbo and the Ribosh, in areas, it seems it wasn't in the Western countries, but rather in some of the areas where the Sfardim lived, the Tajbats and the Ribosh discussed some, the island of Mallorca, it seems in those areas they did things based on what the Goyim were doing, and it was a minute to go to the, whatever that means, a minute B'Isser, to go to the secular courts. Those Minhagim were very, very difficult to understand. They had the Gdolei Olam at that time. And the Rajba, as quoted in the Yosef and Simon Chavov, is very clearly that even if there were to be a Dina Malchusa, as the Gemara mentions in several places, still in all, we can never allow that the Dina Malchusa should supersede the Dinei HaTorah. The Rajbo mentions the case. Pasuk Rajbo Shenishal Echot Shemesa Bitter. His daughter died. The Tova is Chasnoi Barkos, and the din is that Baal Yeris is Yishtoi, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbonim, is the Shalom the Rishonim, and the father-in-law went to take the son-in-law to the secular court. You should return him all the dowry. The Taina Afropi, Shabadini Yisrael Habal Yeris Ashishtot, Kevin Shakol Yodim Shem Hokum Bedine Yakum, Harekol Hanusi Isho Shom Kiilu Hisna. In some of the Catholic countries in Europe, they used to, especially in Spain, they used to have to get married. In New York, we don't need this. Clergyman, a rov, or a shiva, his Masada Kedushin, his license, his signs away, and that's sufficient for the country, for the state. In other countries in Europe, especially in the Catholic countries, they would have to get married civilly also, and that would be the only one that would be registered. And in some of these countries, it was come out at Tnai Mufurish as to what would happen in the event that one of the two would decease. Now the Rajva says clearly, Kol Dover Sheva Moment No Kayim, Uve Emes Omru Shemasin De Keinim Zeh, Abo Linoi Kayim Vifneishu Mishpat Ha'akum, but to create a minor due to the Mishpat Ha'akum, Uve Emes Nearly the Osir. Now the Rabbi says clearly, and that's how most Rishonim Paskin it seems that the sheet of a mechaber, that even in cases where there was such a minhag, it's considered a minhag be'isur, because it contradicts the chukei haTorah, which supersede, we shouldn't use the word supersede, but those are the chukim that Klal Yisrael have to follow, but those, because those are chukim mishpatim given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, in Chela Gimel, in Hilchos Nachla, Hilchos Matana, in two places, the Ramah quotes the Shita of the Ribosh, who according to many seems to argue with this Rajma. And in the case of Yerusha, as we all know, Yerusha ain't lahafsik. Once it falls into the hands of a Yerush, it's ain't lahafsik. But there were certain times where people would use Lashinus of Matana, which could either mean Matana, or they could really mean Yerusha. And if it's a Matana, so it's Yesh lahafsik. And the Ramah mentions the Shita of the Ribosh. So the Rivosh says that if a tzavah was made in an area that the minhag was to go after the chukas hagoyim, then we're not suggesting and we're not saying that the person should afterwards go to an area that the Dan Bedini Yisrael, because the Tzavor was written in a Mokum that we know otherwise. Now, many of the Gdolei Achronim have a problem with this. Ramah does not cite it in Siman Kovov, does cite it later on, but Hilchos Yerusha mentions it. And the Pashta reason is, not to be confused, and Chas V'Shalom does not mean that the Rivosh disagrees with the Rajma, that the Mokum where they use the shyness of Yerusha as a reference to Matana, then in such cases where everybody understood it to mean what it says, that it's a Matana, then the Rivosh said that you could follow the Akor Shalakum. But of course the Rivosh would not disagree that the Chukei HaTorah supersede the Din of Malchus. Now, without going into detail, the Nogeya to Din of Malchus, and many times you find that people say, well, it's the Din of Malchus, the laws of the land, and therefore that's what we have to follow. There's a great shaila in the Rishonim, and the Mechaber, and Ramah discuss it in Siman Shin Samach Tes, where that halacha applies. Whether Dina Machusa Dina is the Raisa or not is a Shaila in the Rishonim and the later Achronim. But the Pashas of the Dina Machusa, whether it be the Raisa Drabonon, has to do with the Tovas HaMelech in times when they had a Melech, or the Tovas HaMalchus for the welfare of the state. And at most, it only means for the statutes that are on the books. The Pesach Tshuva quotes in more than one place that cases that are decided by judges based on their discretion, that has nothing to do with the Din of Dina Malchusa, assuming that it would apply to other areas aside from taxes and to kalkos or to the welfare of the state. Now, the Din that we mentioned earlier of going to the seeking permission to go to the secular courts, there's a famous nesivus based on certain tshuvas in the Gonim, that would apply only if the Bezin would be certain or near certain that the plaintiff has a definitive case, a clear case against the respondent. In cases where Marshall Witt is move out path, or cases that have to be litigated and the chayv is not clear, then of course there can't be any reshus given to go to the secular courts. Now, the Kivega cites the Chubas at the Tajbats. Tajbats, as we mentioned earlier, is one of the Dali Rishonim who holds that it's an Issa Torah, it's an Issa Kama Ma'id. He says that if someone is Makadish with monies obtained Shalakadin, means that the Dini Atari you would not be able to obtain such monies. That money is Gezel. That if you Makadish with that money, the Kedusha are not count. Now, if you're in the case where would have been a milva al peh, or with a ksav yad, or other cases where people contain a parati, and the chupas agoyim are different than ours, then the nesivus hashita is that you cannot allow the person to go to the secular courts. There are many other dalei achronim that disagree that if someone is a mesarav ledin and does not wish, either by saying that I'm not going to go to the batei din, or by refusing to respond, then they allow him to go to the secular courts. And that's basically what practice of most of the batei din that I'm aware of. Now, the issur of going to court is not only for the people that actively go to court, it's also the people who are magzik yidei hoche akos. The Rama says, "V'yesh b'yad bezin l'nedoiso y'lachrima yad shisalik yad akum me'al chaveroi, v'chein machrimim ha'magzik b'yad ahoylech l'fnei akum." That they were machrim and menada, the people who were magzik yidei over this isu. Now, there are times when the Isur of Holech Barkos is not only an Isur of Simon Chavav, but can involve a much more serious Isur, which is the Isur of Mesira. Not that I'm going to discuss that Simon, very difficult Simon, complicated, but people should be aware that in many instances, when someone goes to the Akol Shalakum, it can involve Isurim of Mesira, and one needs Achroah. Even if he obtains permission to go to court, what he's allowed to submit to the secular courts and what he cannot. Now, l'chatchila, of course, someone will say, if I have an agreement, or he decides I'm going to force him to go to Din Yisrael, to a Din Yisrael, that is also considered a halach barkos, unless he first goes to a bezin and sends hazmanas, and he gets reshus from a bezin, according to many days, to go to the akos to seek relief. Of course, it's much better to go to a bezin even by seeking the court's help than going mitchila to the akos to seek relief. And I just want to make note, benogeya to the din that the Ramah mentions of miskokin and anus kokin. The Ramah says that if someone went to the Akol Shalakum, the sites two days, the Marik and the Mordechai, if miskokin, the anus kokin. The Chaber says afterwards that if it was mischayev v'dineim, this obviously is talking about where the Taveya who sought relief was mischayev v'dineim. So now he decides, well, maybe be Dini Yisrael. Somebody told him, well, in Dini Yisrael there's a different din, I'll become Baal Tshuva. And that, on that, the Mechaber and the Ramah discuss if there's Niskokin and Anus Kokin. What happens if it's the Nitva that says, what am I, I'm not Shulit, the person went to court, I had to respond, and now I want to go to din. He also, as we all know, there's an, people go to court, they counterclaims, they countersue, whether it's one suit or they merge just one. But the Nitva will say, I also have tvius. And he'll say, now Ramah, Zayn al-Amdin, read the Shulchan Aruch and say that the Mechaber is only talking about the Tavei was over the Yisra, but not the Nitva. Now, that happens to be a shaila in many of the Gdolei Achronim, starting from the Marshal and later. There are those that believe that the best way a Nitva is to protect himself is as soon as he receives a summons and complaint, he should send the Hazmana to the Tavei, informing him that I want to have the matters between us adjudicated in a Bezin B'Yisrael. What that does is Aleph, it shows that he's not masking to have be mizayim b'dinei akum, number one, and beis, that it may save him from the hitzos, that he may have to pay the teveya. Thirdly, he may seek recourse against the teveya for causing him the expenses. There's a tshuva in the Masham where he discusses if the nitfa was masking, he went all along, he already put in his papers, he went to trial, and does the nitfa have recourse in such an instance? Sometimes depends what the litigation is about. But the pashtus, the reading of the Ramah, talking about the one who initiates the suit being the teveya. If the nitva comes around and says, I want to be mizakek l'dini Yisrael, most of the poskim hold that a bethim will be mizakek to the tefiyah of the nitva. Now, there's another interesting facet to all this shaila of nizkokin and ainizkokin, aside from the 2 days that the Ramah cites, and the chalik, the tumim, who's chalik very strongly on the Ramah's achra, that ainizkokin, is that we have, in the courts of the land, and I believe most of the Western countries, have appellate divisions. That it's not over until it's over, as they say in English. And whatever they call case law is only until it goes to the next stage. In New York State, I believe, we have the Supreme Court, then we have the appellate division, and then you have the Court of Appeals. There have been cases that have been brought to the Supreme Court. They've even been confirmed by the appellate court, and they've been overthrown in the Court of Appeals. There's sometimes a question what the issue is, or sometimes depends on the monies involved, or how important the issue may or may not be. There are later achronim that say that the question of zkokin, this anus kokin, is not a question until it's over. I mean, there's a final psak. Practically speaking, most people who sit in Dine Torah know how to read English, and if they have a problem in legalities or what it says in the papers, they can consult an attorney, and they have to do their due diligence in understanding what really went on there, because everything is recorded, and go through the papers, and then be machriya de shaila miskokin ain miskokin. As you mentioned, this is also a diyun. It's not the nisa v'hetzi shaila and simply saying, calling up the road, well, he took me to court, I don't have to go to the din. That's not how it works. A bezin has to be machriya that shaila. Now, with regard to going to a bezin, of course, there are different formats of bate din. There's the neutral panels, which are not chosen by parties, if they both select or elect to go to any particular bezin, with the dayanim being neutral, they haven't spoken to any party. And then there's a different format that's provided in the Mishnah of Zeh Bar Lo Echad V'Zeh Bar Lo Echad. Personally, I always recommend to people when they ask, they said it's better to go to a neutral bezin as opposed to a zabla. Because one of the pitfalls are, as the Aruch HaShulchan mentions in Hilchos Dayanim, it seems this is a minhag about 100 years ago. I don't exactly know when it began, but the Aruch HaShulchan mentions it, obviously was pervasive in his time also, that Hagam, there is an isur for a dying to speak to any Baal Din before the Din Torah. It seems in the areas of Zavla v'Zavla, Zebra Olech v'Zebra Olech, they did speak to a party. And the Aruch HaShulchan tries to justify that notion by saying that Kfar Kiblu Alayu means they all accepted it. It's very difficult to understand. Of course, that type of tripartite panel does exist b'zman hazeh and is quite pervasive. And this does exist. Now, there's a question in the Gedolei Achronim, Aleph, can any party force the other one to go to that kind of a panel? The Marshal, if the Teveya sends Asmona from Bezin A And the Nitva responds, I want to go to Zablo. And so the Tavei have a right to say, I don't want to go to that panel. I don't want to. If anything, I want to go to a different Bezin that we can both agree to have the matters adjudicated, providing that it's a neutral panel. That's one Shiloh. To the best of my knowledge, many Batidin will not send a Sirub against the Nitva for giving that response, and that's when management takes place. You have to know how to deal with the situation. There's a Shiloh in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish Shita is that even a Toiveya can insist that he wants Zablo. It's not the prevailing view of many of the other Gedolei Achronim, because it's usually the Nitva that responds, I would like to have a Berur. And most people think that because he's going to try to argue my point, or will understand better my point, therefore I have a better chance of winning. That's all fine if you know the person's error. And you also know that in the event, after hearing that both parties, he's willing to pass him against his client. Or so we would call the Zman HaZeh the Zeber, because he's hired by a party. If that's the test, then it's fine. But you can't force a Baldin to accept a situation where they've spoken already together, and basically the person knows, maybe in general form, but not in detail, the case. Many times you find that congregants or others, they go to their rov and discuss with him a case, and they'll tell them do this and do that. It's important in the onset to set yourself on the right track and to go to a bezin that's Marutsu L'Shnehem. As Man HaZeh, as the Moshe writes, we do not have bezin kavuim b'ir, except those kehilas where they're elected or they're officially appointed by the Tovi Ha'ir or whatever it is. As I understand, it was in Antwerp by Rav Kreisner from the Brocha. I know the Maisa that Teddy felt that way, and maybe the kehilas who have Batei Din, and that would only be the nogeya to the members of that kehila. People outside of that kehila obviously do not have to conform to that. And then there's a question of Tovei HaHolach HaKharan Nitva. Now the point of Tovei HaHolach HaKharan Nitva is sometimes misapplied. Many times a Nitva will say, I answered, I wanted to go to this Bezin, to no other Bezin. And the Tovei is sometimes put in a position that either he doesn't go anywhere or he goes to a place where the Nitva is selected, assuming that it's okay. If it means that there's no question, if there's any connection between the Nitva and that place, or for any other reason. It's the position of most Dayanim that Bezman HaZeh, since we do not have Bezin Kavuim Ba'ir, that the format has to be one that Shnehem Merutzim Lava Ladin, and to the particular Bezin. Can't force anyone to go to the Bezin of his choice. Neither can the Taveya, neither can the Nitva. Notwithstanding Taveya Holachacha Nitva, which generally means an Alpidin in its primary form, it means that if one lives in one city and the other one lives in another city, that the Taveya has to come to the city of the Nitva, unless they're to the cases that are cited in Ramon and Yadawid, where the Nitva has to come to the city of the Taveya. There were shilas that the Ksav Sefer discussed, or Taimurzi discussed, I think, in Chelet Dalet, that someone who does go to Akos is considered Eina Osa Maisa Amcho. And there were questions, the Nogeya to Kibbut Abba'im, with father and son, where the son is Mechuyev to go where the father goes, and the father took the son to court, then the shilas would have been, am I Mechuyev to listen from Mokamisa, because Eina Osa Maisa Amcho. And hopefully became somewhat more familiar with the Dinam and Po, to go to a Bezin and the Isser HaKos.
Reason. How does that fit in?
Not.
Sorry.